Cherry Hill Volvo, we have absolutely incredible offers and a plethora of both new and certified Volvos from which to choose. We are eager to offer amazingly competitive prices, plus an additional $1,000 Costco discount on all new Cherry Hill Volvos. When leasing or purchasing a new or certified Cherry Hill Volvo, you become a valued part of our team. Join Cherry Hill Volvo for the pricing and attention you deserve. I am Judith Krupnik, president of Cherry Hill Volvo.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right, well, there's a movement now to impeach Philadelphia District Attorney Larry Krasner. That's the good news as we wake up today. 365 days in, Joe Biden has not had a very good year, but he spent a lot of that year in Delaware. So why is the White House not releasing all the visitor logs so we can know who he's meeting with when he's in Delaware, which is about a third of his time as president? Good morning. Welcome to the show. Glad you are here. 855-839-1210 on Twitter at Rich Zeoli. Hope your morning is off to a good start today. They will be delaying the 5G rollout around certain airports. And as the Wall Street Journal put it, how to mess up a 5G rollout. We're from the FAA and we're here to blame you for our mistakes. Another government mess up around the rollout of 5G, and the telecom providers, the cell providers, they're going to go along with it and help out. But actually, if you dig into it a little bit, you find out that this was a total screw up of the FAA, the Federal Aviation Administration. So we'll talk more about that as well. And in a sign that gaming is still our future, we love to play games, and there's still a lot of money in it. Microsoft is going to buy Activision Blizzard in an all-cash deal valued at $75 billion. Activision makes some of the best games ever, including Call of Duty, which is one of their most famous games. 855-839-1210. Dawn, good morning. I know that's good news for your boys because they are some gaming aficionados.
Yes, they are, especially during the pandemic. I think more than just boys and teens are, you know, gaming aficionados for an escape during the pandemic.
Absolutely. We all need it. I mean, I'm loving playing the Switch with Patrick. So
Zeoli Show News Live this morning, sponsored by Exergen. Accuracy matters. A big warm-up in the forecast just ahead. First, Philadelphia police say they're searching for a suspect who killed a man inside a business. So this happened just before 7 o'clock last night, 2100 block of 72nd Avenue in West Oak Lane. No weapon recovered. Police say they're hopeful security cameras will quickly lead to an arrest in this with this dangerous criminal out there. Nearly three dozen people. Here we are, January 19th. Nearly three dozen people have been killed in Philadelphia so far in 2022. A tragic beginning to 2022 for the city of Philadelphia. Making headlines this morning as well, three Sharon Hill police officers charged in the shooting death of 8-year-old Fanta Billity. Of course, this is a big follow-up story we have been covering for you. So officers Devin Smith, Sean Dolan, Brian Devaney, they're charged with 12 criminal counts of manslaughter and reckless endangerment. We'll talk about the situation this morning, but certainly the attorney for the officers says, yes, their hearts go out to the family for this tragedy, but in fact, these officers were being shot at by dangerous criminals. So New Jersey Governor Phil Murphy inaugurated for a second term yesterday, taking the oath of office under strict COVID-19 testing, vaccination, and masking requirements that his administration established and ordered. And the NBC10 First Alert forecast today, wow, it'll feel like spring today, 50 degrees for your Wednesday. Enjoy it because it's not going to last. So after today, Wednesday, tomorrow morning, we will see snow showers. And then we're in for a frigid day with temperatures in the 20s on Friday. So Exergen, accuracy matters. Exergen agrees with a just released study by the FDA confirming non-contact thermometers are not accurate. The study says their labels contain false info. Be sure, be accurate with Exergen thermometers, backed by more than 100 clinical studies. Learn more, Exergen.com. This is Zioli Show News Live, Wednesday edition.
Wednesday edition. Thank you, Dawn. And I guess we might be getting a snowstorm this weekend, they said. Maybe getting some snow.
Yeah, maybe more snow for Saturday.
That could be great.
Kids will love it.
50 degrees today is going to feel awesome.
Man. Can't wait.
Wow, maybe I'll go eat outside or something. It's fantastic. Well, all right, 855-839-1210 is the number. So a couple of other stories making the news today. And later today, the president will have a press conference as he marks his 1 year in office. And there'll be, I don't know if there'll be pre-scripted questions. If I were a betting man, I would certainly bet that much. But there's a big question, of course, of who has he been meeting with in Wilmington? Anybody? I mean, has anybody come to see him? When somebody comes to the White House, there are visitor logs, and all that is information that is usually turned over. It was a big deal in Trump's administration. The Democrats kept screaming about, we want to know everybody who's coming to see him. Well, Biden's been down in Delaware a lot. And the question, of course, is has he been seeing anybody down there? He's been spending a lot of weekends down there. It's funny, too, because the White House, you know, they always play this weird death card whenever they justify anything the president does. They always play this weird death card. They asked about the fact that Biden has spent now 26 out of 52 weekends between his homes in Wilmington and Rehoboth Beach. He's spent only 10 weekends at the White House. That's it. He's logged 99 days in Delaware, according to a count by the Associated Press. And, you know, normally you might shrug and go, all right, what's the big deal? Well, the big deal is because if people are meeting with the president, if lobbyists are going in or foreign officials are going in, how do we know that? So they asked a question about Jen to Psaki yesterday. Hey, will we see those visitor logs? And we can understand who the president might be meeting with. And this is what Jen Psaki said. She said, well, quote, while the president goes to Delaware because it's his home, it's also where his son and his former wife are buried. And it's a place that is obviously close to his heart. A lot of presidents go visit their home when they are president. And now, the death card thing is they're always playing this death card thing. It's so weird. Anyway, I don't think anyone cares where he goes. I don't think anyone cares. Go to Delaware all you want. I mean, you're still president. They bring all the stuff with you. But it's the question of, are you being transparent about meetings the president might be having and that sort of thing? And are you being upfront with the American people about what he might be doing when he's there? What's he doing when he's there? Is he just taking naps all day or what? So Psaki said, well, we have gone a step further than the prior administration and many administrations in releasing visitor logs of people who visit the White House. And we'll continue to do that. But the Associated Press and some other members of the media would like to know, but wait a second. We're not talking about the White House. We're talking about the other places the president goes, which is a lot of his time. It's a big chunk of time. The president has only spent 10 weekends at the White House. He also favors Camp David, spending 13 weekends there. I don't blame him for a second. You know what? D.C. is the kind of place where weekends come, you want to get out of there. No doubt. I get it. But then you have to be transparent about what's going on. What's the schedule? What's the agenda? Is he having meetings? Is he having visitors? That's all people are asking for. That's all people are asking for. And of course, because we're also paying to transport the president back and forth, which is a big expense to the American people. Obviously, you take Air Force One. You have the Secret Service to travel with you. It's a big deal. It's not just like, you know, buying a ticket on an airplane and hopping on a flight. It's very expensive when presidents travel. I get it. That's part of the deal. It's part of the gig. The presidency is a big job. You don't make a ton of money doing it. So one of the perks is being able to travel at the government's expense, the taxpayer's expense, wherever you want to go. But then what you got to do is you got to be upfront about what you're doing when you're there. And they're not doing that. They're not doing that. And that's something. Now, he spent some of the weekends in Delaware at the at this big, big mansion that he has in Delaware, which, again, a lot of people are wondering, too. How'd you get these two homes in Delaware, including a $2.74 million mansion in Rehoboth Beach? In Rehoboth? How'd you pay for that? But, you know, don't worry about that. So today we'll have his big one-year press conference. We'll find out if the president says anything worth covering. I'll obviously cover it for you in my afternoon podcast today. But I do think it's interesting, though. Here we are a year in, and there's just chaos within the Democrat Party. His poll numbers are abysmal. Inflation soaring, energy prices soaring. Vladimir Putin right now is playing war games over in Europe as he's looking at Ukraine right now. And everybody just feels a sense of things are just not going well. That's kind of a things are not going well this year for the president. This no good, very, very bad year. And how's it going to get better? Well, he's going to send you 4 COVID tests. So every American, you can go online, the United States Postal Service, you could sign up and get your 4 free COVID tests sent to your home. There you go. They're also going to release some of the N95 masks out of the Strategic Mask Reserve and send them to Americans. That should make it all better right there. Everybody should be better. Meanwhile, Bernie Sanders has now decided that he's going to help have a primary challenge for Kyrsten Sinema and Joe Manchin. And he tweeted out and said, listen, here's the deal. Just so you know, I'm coming after you two because what you're doing here is not cool. Not cool. And Bernie's not happy. So you got this little civil war going on in the Democrat Party right now, which is also a lot of fun to watch. It really is a lot of fun to watch. So things are not going well, to say the least, for President Biden. How do you turn it around this point? Resign? I don't know. I really don't know how you turn it around, to be honest with you. I don't know because it's so bad right now. They can't even get all the Democrats together. And you're going to see it get worse because that's how these things work. You know, as it's bad, it only gets worse. It's not like Democrats go, you know what, let's rally around them. They go, this guy's walking dead. We got to get away from him. And you're starting to see that more and more with Democrats who are running in 2022 as they start to distance themselves from the White House and the president's policies. Meanwhile, oil prices are spiking, highest in 7 years. Inflation's still there, so interest rates are going to go up, which then, of course, is going to take even more money out of Americans' pockets. All of these things occurring right now under his watch. But there are no mean tweets. So remember that. There are no, he's not put out any mean tweets, not in Delaware, not in the White House. I don't think he knows how to tweet, but if he did, he wouldn't be making mean ones, that's for sure. So America can take a sigh of relief at that. Yes, you're paying more for everything. Yes, COVID rates are soaring and deaths are higher than when Trump was president. And yes, you're paying more for gas. And yes, you're paying more to heat your home. And yes, you're paying more for food, but there are no mean tweets. So, you know, you've got to weigh those things. The other thing I can tell you is that there's some data out now today. In fact, it's so bad right now. The supply chain is so bad in this country. They are actually going forward with a program right now to let teenagers drive big rig trucks from state to state in a test program. Now, this is awesome. If I were to do this, now, currently truckers must be 21 years old to cross state lines. But now they're going to do an apprenticeship program. So they're going to allow 18 to 20 year old truckers to drive outside their home states. Can't cross federal lines right now until you're 21, but now they're going to do this 18 to 20. You'll be able to cross state lines and you'll be able to go around and around and help out. The American Trucking Association, a large industry trade group, supports the measure as a way to help with a shortage of drivers. The group estimates that the nation is running over 80,000 drivers short of the number it needs as demand to move freight reaches historic highs. So now what we're going to do is we're going to let teens drive big rig trucks, which, I mean, is a cool headline, but it does make a lot of sense. I mean, they know how to drive. These are licensed truck drivers. They're just not 21 yet. So, you know, let them cross state lines to do it. But this is it's just so bad right now. Everything is so bad. We can't even get the supplies we need. This is the big story of the day today. Biden's one horrible, no good, very bad year in office, which he will mark today with a press conference, brought to you by DuckDuckGo. DuckDuckGo is privacy simplified. Hey, if you want privacy online, use DuckDuckGo because they don't care who you are. They just care about you having an experience that is not one that's going to be tracked. So check it out, DuckDuckGo. You can download the browser for free. You can use it right on their website, DuckDuckGo.com. So all that's happening, but you'll get your free COVID tests, 4 of them, and no mean tweets. So there you go. You got to just weigh all these things. What can I tell you? 855-839-1210 is the number if you would like to weigh in on any of the issues today. Meanwhile, in Pennsylvania, the United States Senate race continues to get very expensive and very popular. As some big names are in the race, there's another straw poll happening this weekend. A lot going on with that race because there's a sense of enthusiasm among Republicans. Hey, we can win this thing. And that's a good thing. And you're feeling that enthusiasm all across America right now. It's a good time to be a Republican. It's a bad time to be a Democrat unless you're in one of those districts that they're redoing to make them very, very safe. And unfortunately, that's happening as well. Listen, the IRS, though, needs your money because they're spending a lot of it. And if you owe them money, here's the deal. They're going to come get it. They're not just going to let you keep it. If you owe it to them, then they want it. You know what I mean? Well, how are they going to pay for all this spending otherwise? So what do? Let's say you have unfiled tax returns. Let's say you owe business taxes, payroll taxes, personal taxes. Either way, call Charlie Montesino. Charles Montesino is the tax problem solver, and you can call him today at 877-257-1040. 877-257-1040. He is a certified public accountant and a certified tax resolution specialist. One of fewer than 150 in the entire country with both designations. He can help both individuals and businesses, so whether you have a balance you cannot pay, have unfiled tax returns, or are being audited, you need to call the tax problem solver at 877-257-1040. 877-257-1040. Why is Charles Montesino the tax problem solver? It's simple. He solves tax problems. So give him a call today or go on his website, taxproblemssolved.com. Taxproblemssolved.com or 877-257-1040. Charles Montesino, the tax problem solver.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.
The Rich Zeoli Show on your schedule. This is the Zeoli Show podcast.
Wednesday, 855-839-1210 is the number if you want to weigh in today. We've got a lot to cover today. Glenn is in Southampton, New Jersey. Hey, Glenn, good morning. What's going on today?
Hey, good morning, Rich. I just have a question. Where's Pete Buttigieg in all this transportation problem? I haven't seen the press. They actually asked that Jen Psaki a question. Like, what's he doing?
Yeah, he goes on TV every now and then, and he talks about how the supply chain is not going to get any better. But he's not really doing anything about it, because what's he going to – they've created so many problems that are embedded here. I don't know how you fix them, to be honest with you. This is what they've done. They've created this. I almost think it's on purpose. I really do. But anyway, no, he goes on TV. He says things. He doesn't actually say anything that has any substance, though.
Yeah, that's typical. What a shame. I don't know. I think we're in for a major reset, and it might be the best thing for this country.
Well, we'll see. I mean, I'm worried about the economy going forward. Thank you, Glenn. I'm worried about people that are, getting used to not working and may not want to go back to work. And it could cause some real problems for the economy going forward. That's what concerns me at this point. We've just laid the foundation for people to just still stay out of the workforce. Millions and millions of people. And clearly we need them in the workforce. And that could be a real problem. So we shall see. But I do think it's good news for 2022 for the Republicans in midterms. That I do think is very good news. 855-839-1210 if you want to weigh in today on any of the issues that we're talking about. So, I was thinking about this too. I mean, big teens driving big rigs. Dawn, you'd let your boys drive a big rig, right?
Oh, sure.
Yeah? All right. We need them. Your country needs you, boys.
Well, I think it's funny, when you talk to anybody who's in this industry, and they'll go, well, I started, I was 17 and, you know, driving with my dad, but it was a different time, you know. So what they're saying, I think what they're saying is it depends on the 18-year-old, right? There are some 18-year-olds that are extremely responsible who could do this apprenticeship and do a fabulous job. There are some 18-year-olds, yeah, not so much. So it just depends on the person. They just have to have a good screening process, right?
Yeah. No, no doubt. Would your boys like to drive a big rig truck? Because I feel like every 18-year-old boy would love to do that.
Yeah, but I think that they're smart about it. And so they would be, you know, it's a huge, you know, like Spider-Man, you know, with great power comes great responsibility, right?
Right.
So,
yes.
You know, they would realize the immense responsibility, because you look at some of these jackknife trailer situations, people are always trying to zip in front of a tractor trailer. Mm-hmm. And that's usually what causes these vehicles to jackknife. And sometimes people can get hurt. These truck drivers are the best drivers on the road. They have to be.
Yes. Yes, they do. And people are idiots around them.
Yeah.
You need to not be idiots around them. But I think it'd be fun. I mean, I don't know. If I were 18 right now, and especially if, you know, if you're thinking maybe college isn't right for you and you want, I mean, you talk about going on the open road, seeing the country, right?
Yeah.
Seeing America. Going out there, helping, you're part of something big, part of something special. I think there are worse ways for 18, 19, 20-year-olds to spend their time. Now, remember, these are truck drivers anyway. The difference is they just can't cross state lines, so it's not. But I think it might open up, now that people realize that there's a need for them and that they could do it at 18, 19, or 20, they may decide to get into the business of doing it. I had a friend of mine years ago. He was a political consultant. He got tired of politics and became a truck driver, cross-country truck driver, and he loved it. He was on the open road all the time. He's seeing the country. And
great money.
Great money. Yep. He didn't have kids or anything like that, so he was out there all the time. He's meeting new people. I don't know. It sounds like a fun life. If you don't have to worry about getting home every night, especially, you can cross, you know, you just go from California to New York and back. And but going on the open road is one thing. But, you know, you watch the skill these drivers have when they're navigating like the narrow streets of a city, for example.
Yes,
you know what I mean?
Absolutely. Well, back in the day, I think the laws may have changed. I'm not sure. It goes state by state. But my brother, because there was they needed bus drivers. So when John turned 18, he was a school bus driver. It was the best thing for him because he'd wake up at 4 a.m. He gave him great responsibility. He took it seriously. He made great money. He still talks about it. It impacted him. And he became a business owner and an employer. And so I think that if we give people responsibility, they will step up. I just think they have to be careful during that apprenticeship training period, right? Because these people are not experienced drivers.
Right. Right. Yeah. And I think also, too, I mean, you know, for a lot of them, if they're thinking college may not be right or college may not be right now, or they actually want to just start making money, great way to do it, because they're probably going to make a lot of it.
Yeah.
855-839-1210 is the number if you'd like to weigh in. Listen, NJ Diet makes it easy to lose weight. And I'm talking significant weight, 40 pounds, 40 pounds in just 40 days. 40 days will go by like that. You know, before you know it, it's going to be, thank God, it's going to be warm out again. We'll change the clocks. We'll be getting ready for spring. And then all of a sudden, you'll be thinking about your summer vacation plans. Well, would it be nice to be 40 pounds lighter, 20 to 40 plus pounds lighter in just 40 days? NJ Diet is a contractually guaranteed money-back program. You have absolutely nothing to worry about. NJ Diet uses bioenergetically personalized supplements based on your hair, your saliva, and your blood work. Balances your hormones. Side effect is weight loss. Then NJ Diet utilizes DNA testing to create your ideal diet plan and workout regimen to keep it off. It's all natural. No shots, no hormones, no prepackaged foods, and no surgery. Now, they have offices close by in Princeton, Cherry Hill, King of Prussia, and now open in Newark, Delaware, or from home with live online video consultations. So start your new journey this new year by calling them now at 855-5-NJ-DIET. 855-5-NJ-DIET, or go to njdiet.com. That's njdiet.com. You can do this. 40 days up to 40 pounds can be a real thing with njdiet.com.
Thanks for taking the Zioli Show with you. Rich Zioli, weekday mornings on Talk Radio 1210 WPHD.
right, it's Wednesday. Happy hump day. Hope you're having a great morning. 855-839-1210 is the number if you want to weigh in today. Lot to chat about today. So we're getting ready for the weekend. I'm already getting ready for the weekend. And we'll cover the potential storm that could be coming our way in the next couple days as well. Although I think I heard, Dawn, the European model says we probably won't get much. So that's a good thing.
The European model.
Yes, the European model. Or no, maybe the European model says we will get a lot, but the other model says we won't, or something like that. I forget, but I'm not exactly sure. But I think it was the European model that said we might get a lot of snow. I forget. So
I think some meteorologists should bring on some models, you know, men, good-looking men and women. And
that would be good.
Like represent the different actual weather model.
You see?
Kind of like a little entertainment distraction.
That would work, right?
Yeah.
That would definitely work.
And then have like the old model, like somebody, who would that be, like, you know, old model and have some old chick up there? I don't know.
John Belaris. That would work. So I mentioned that Microsoft is going to buy Activision Blizzard, an all-cash deal, $75 billion.
Now, wow.
Yeah, this is something, right? Now, this is the largest acquisition by far to grab a video game heavyweight. Now, this Activision has been roiled by claims of workplace misconduct. I didn't know that, but the deal would sharply expand Microsoft's already sizable video game operation. They have this would add, including Call of Duty, World of Warcraft, Candy Crush. This would all go to Microsoft's Xbox. Now, the Xbox, people don't know, maybe don't realize it's owned by Microsoft. There's already games like Minecraft, Doom, and this would be now, it would become the world's third largest gaming company by revenue, behind China's Tencent Holdings and Japan's Sony Group. So that's a lot of money for gaming companies, and still doesn't make them the number one. It makes them number three. Isn't that something? So July, they filed, I guess it was California, filed a lawsuit against the company alleging sexual harassment and gender pay disparity among the company's roughly 10,000 employees. So there you go.
Don't you think they're a little late to the game on this? I don't know. I just feel like $70 billion is a lot. But like Call of Duty is a huge game. Yeah. You know, but I don't know. I just feel like whenever these companies sell for these astronomical prices and other companies take them over, they never really know what to do with them. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah, they also acquired LinkedIn years ago, Microsoft. I didn't realize that.
LinkedIn.
And Skype. Skype has gone downhill. Nobody uses Skype anymore.
Nobody uses Skype.
Nobody.
No, Zoom says, hold my beer.
Exactly. Yeah, really. I mean, that's the thing. Skype was ready to go. It was already all set. The pandemic hits and everybody's like, nah, we're not using Skype.
Yeah.
We're going to use Zoom.
A lot of businesses, you know, some businesses still use Skype for things, but most companies use Zoom.
Now, there has been a boom in the gaming world because of COVID.
Yeah.
America turned to video games under lockdown. There was a story in the Wall Street Journal during 2020. And they said now, with little else to do, Americans are spending record amounts of money on video games. And then new players are taking up the habit. Parents are embracing the pastime as a way for kids to socialize online. And then they say the way to entertain ourselves has never been the same. They had Animal Crossing New Horizon, Grand Theft Auto 5, the surge in games causing all of this now. And I mean, it's a real deal. Like, the gaming has been something. One guy they talk about, this guy Jason, right? He went from playing video games only on weekends to playing daily, because he had to go back to the office in September after a 6-month stretch of working from home, but he still wound up playing games all the time. He said it's an addiction. 37-year-old web developer in Green Bay, Wisconsin. He expects to spend about $1,000 on games this year. And there are 244 million people in the United States who play video games. And that is up from about 20%. You want to know the average time Americans spend playing? 14 hours a week.
Wow.
Yep. Here you go.
That actually seems low. I thought it would be way higher.
Well, it's an average. So you're going to get people that are playing more, and then, of course, some people playing less. But it's a lot of time as an average, though. I mean, think about it. That means that some people are playing a lot more than 14 hours a week right there. Scott Thompson, a quality control specialist for a medical device manufacturer, he said he doesn't mind that his 8-year-old daughter and his 6-year-old son are playing games online more often. He says, what else are they going to do? It's a pandemic, you know? But now that that's kind of over, now that things are coming back to normal, people are still playing. So They're still playing. That's something.
Yeah. I think the future of video games, I mean, I don't think it's happening, but the future of video games is the virtual reality stuff. So like the Oculus and stuff like that. That's why I think that Microsoft is a little late to the game on this. You know what I mean? Like, I just feel like they're investing in a company that was big 10 years ago. And I don't know.
Dawn, you got the boys got the Oculus, right?
We've got everything.
Everything?
We've got every game system known to mankind in the past, you know what I mean, in the past 15 years. So every system.
The gaming industry has had $10.3 billion worth of mergers, acquisitions, and buyouts. And $1.7 billion of venture investments. That was just 2020 alone. And I mean, that's the thing. It was the pandemic hit and then everybody went boom, you know. Now, Roblox, which is a game I just learned about the other day. My son has not discovered it yet, thank God. Pokemon Go. These companies they're just sitting on cash right now. And there's more devices now to play on. Yeah. They say 10 years from now, in how people allocate their time around entertainment, gaming will be the largest, they say. Like, more people will be playing games, Halo, Minecraft, Forza, than they will be using social media. That's the prediction.
Hmm.
Wow.
I could see that. Like, the not in addition to just people just sitting at home and playing video games, what also blew up was the Twitch, which is, like, people literally just streaming their games. Like, people watch other people play video games and they interact with people. They kind of treat it like almost like a radio show. They do it daily, every day for like 4 or 5 hours.
Yeah. Yeah. And I mean, there's just so much money out there. And then, of course, you know, the other thing too, which is amazing, is that there are people that do this professionally and make a ton of cash doing it.
Yep.
And the setup some of these people have, like, you know, 5-6 monitors, headsets. And I mean, there are now, nowadays, because you go online as a radio person, you try to look for a good pair of headphones or a microphone or something like that. And the first things that come up are the gaming headsets. Mm-hmm. These things, I mean, they are not cheap and they are the latest technology because people sit around wearing these headsets all day and they're playing games, multiple games at once sometimes.
Yes.
And they're communicating with people all across the country, sometimes around the world. And then people get vicious too, and they do that swatting thing. You heard of that, about this?
Yep.
What'll happen is somebody will make somebody mad playing a game, and they'll call 911 and report that somebody at the house has a gun and send the SWAT team over. It's a real problem. It's called swatting. And then, because, you know, there's crazy people online, obviously. So there you go. I mean, there's a lot of money, $75 billion. Now, I don't know what, I mean, Activision has a lot of games too, but I think it's also even beyond the games they have now. I think it's about the development of new stuff. And then you get all the copyright holdings of everything that they own, right?
Yeah.
So every game that they have becomes yours, all the characters, all the little merchandising around it. And then the CEO, they had a lot of problems there at Activision. Boy, Activision, I think even, if I'm not mistaken, I think that game from Atari years ago, that was Activision, right? Wasn't it? A lot of Activision games were on Atari, and the very first epicenter of the earliest days of gaming, I think, were Activision games. Pitfall Harry, I think that was an Activision game, if I'm not mistaken. You never played that game?
Yeah, from the 80s. There's a
Pitfall Harry.
Yeah.
Activision. Yeah, I just Googled it right now.
Kaboom.
Pitfall. It was released by Activision in 1982. That was my favorite game back then. You had to jump on alligators' heads.
Yeah. They have the Quake series that was big in the 90s.
If you fell down into an alligator and he ate you, because, you know what I mean, because you had to jump on his head the right way, otherwise you'd wind up you know what I mean. I think they made a movie about it too, Pitfall, didn't they?
Maybe
they might have, or maybe, oh, you know what it was? No, Jack Black, the actor, did a commercial for Pitfall for the Atari 2600 when he was a kid.
Oh, did he?
Yeah, that's what it was. That was one of his earliest roles.
Hmm.
So Activision has had a lot of games. I was thinking about, I mean, there's this whole Netflix show called High Score. It's all about the dawn of the gaming industry and everything like that. There was a big video game market crash in the mid-90s, or mid-80s, I mean. Because remember back then they had Intellivision, they had ColecoVision. Remember, they had all these different things. And then all of a sudden, you had like the Commodore 64, Apple, Atari came around, the Atari 8-bit, which was a big deal. And then there was this huge crash. And then Activision emerged from the ashes as one of the big ones. But then I think even they got bought out at some point. So in 1989, after several years of losses, Activision closed down some of their studios, extending to only 11 of the 26 employees, and offered to relocate to their new Silicon Valley headquarters. They almost got out. Now, you know, and Joe Montana, he was one of their big names.
Rich, can I take you back to 1982 for a second?
Sure.
Here are the you want to talk about how technology has changed. These were the sound effects in the original Pitfall game from 1982. This will bring you back.
That's when you die.
Yeah.
That's what happened when you died. That was the sound.
Yep. That's so amazing. So listen to those. Na, 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 na.
Oh, it was great. That was great. Those are the good old days of gaming right there. You sit around, play that all day. It was the same thing over and over again. You went down the pit, got the gold, snake's head.
Yeah, those logs. Those logs would just come out. You would have to jump over them, like two at a time. It would be three at a time, four at a time. And,
but see,
and
then, this is why Oculus is great, though, because you just said you sit around. Oculus, at least, you get a workout, right? Because you're standing. It's virtual. You can do boxing.
Yeah, let's
call it a workout. Work. That won't work.
They love it.
It didn't work for the Nintendo Wii. We tried that, making it an interactive thing. People want to sit down and play games.
My boys love it. I don't know if they have the Quest 2.
I remember using the Wii and figuring out that I could still play the games sitting down, and I did it.
See, that was a big achievement.
As soon as I figured it
around anymore, that's why I need a new Wii.
Yeah.
This is brought to you by this amazing investment in the economy. Brought to you by CuriosityStream. If you're looking for something to stream, new this week in CuriosityStream is Titans: The Rise of Wall Street. Witness the untold story of ambition and greed only on CuriosityStream. Annual plans are just $20. That's $1.67 a month. Visit CuriosityStream.com. Well, I tell you, the pandemic has changed a lot, obviously, including how Americans spend their time and how Americans spend their money. No doubt about it. But one thing has not changed, and that is that people still need COVID tests. So the Biden administration will send 4 per family. I'll tell you how you can get yours, and we'll see if that'll turn things around for him. His big press conference is later this afternoon. Give you a little preview of that later. Don't go away.
The Rich Zeoli Show on your schedule.
Boy, after last weekend's blowout games, I think the only close game was the game we talked about yesterday, Dallas and San Francisco. This weekend, I think, will be much different. The best game of the weekend, I think, is the Chiefs and Bills. I'm not picking that game because I really don't know who's going to win that game. I've won a lot of money on the Bills this season, so I don't want to bet against them, but I think we could see a Chiefs-Tampa Bay Super Bowl for the second time. The NFL playoffs are in full gear, and everyone can get in on the action with a risk-free bet on FanDuel Sportsbook in partnership with Valley Forge Casino. It doesn't matter if you're new to FanDuel or if you already have an account. All customers get up to $10 back if your same-game parlay bet doesn't win. A same-game parlay lets you combine multiple bets from one matchup for a big payout. You can combine bets on the money line, point spread, player stats, and so much more. The game I have my eye on is the Saturday night game, San Francisco at Green Bay. I'm combining the Green Bay Packers money line with the under at 47.5 in total points and a Devontae Adams anytime touchdown score. I put $10 on that, I can win $40. If you already have an account, just place your risk-free same-game parlay bet on any divisional round game to qualify. New customers, join today with promo code GREG to get your risk-free bet. Plus, if it's your first time betting with FanDuel, you can enjoy 30-1 odds on any team in the divisional round to win after using promo code GREG. You can turn a $5 bet into $150. That's promo code GREG on the FanDuel Sportsbook app. FanDuel Sportsbook is the official sports betting partner of the NFL. FanDuel Sportsbook is also the official partner of 1210 WPHT, 21 over, President PA. Bonus issued is non-withdrawable site credit that expires in 7 days. Max bonus $10. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
The acquisition by Microsoft of Activision is huge. It says a lot about where things are as a country, too, about how many people are still home, still doing things at home. No doubt about it. Things have not changed all that much. You know, in Israel, for example, the vaccine chief over there spoke to Unheard, and he said, we've made a lot of mistakes. And he talked about herd immunity and his pandemic regrets. And he said a couple of things, first of all. He said that the vaccine passport concept is no longer relevant in the Omicron era and should be phased out. They expect it to be phased out in short order in Israel. They said they were surprised and disappointed, he and his colleagues, that the vaccines did not prevent transmission as they had originally hoped. And he said the biggest mistake of the pandemic in Israel was closing schools and education. He apologized for that. He said widespread infection is now an inevitable part of future immunity, otherwise known as herd immunity. Omicron has accelerated the pandemic into an endemic, he says, and it will be much like the flu. A couple of key quotes of the interview with him, he said, quote, especially with Omicron, where we don't see virtually any difference, there is a very narrow gap between people vaccinated and non-vaccinated. Both can get infected with the virus more or less at the same pace. On the behavioral science behind a vaccine passport, he said, you have to understand the green pass, the vaccine passport, is not necessarily, and that's not a secret, it's not necessarily to prevent transmission. It's also to encourage people to get vaccinated, and I don't want to touch upon the political aspects of that, but that is a reality. He said, herd immunity is a consequence for me. It's not an objective. It's not a goal. There is a thin nuance here. If I may say that people have to grasp, I'm not saying to people go and get infected. I don't think that that this is a model that we need to adopt. Ask on one school. He said, if there's one mistake I think we made and that I'm extremely sorry for, it's closing schools. We have made a few mistakes, but it was education. For me, education was a thing we shouldn't have touched. Never, never. On the acceleration from pandemic to endemic, he said, I think it's going to be like the flu. I think there's going to be bad waves and better waves with a better immunity at the level of the population, with better vaccines, with better treatment. In that sense, and I'm extremely cautious, there's a possibility that Omicron will accelerate that transition. He was asked about vaccine mandates. He said, I think that vaccination is a personal choice, and I always said I believe that is so. But that choice has some consequences, and here there is a problem in society. If you are over 50, 60, and you're saying, I don't want to get vaccinated, will you be, and I'm going to ask a provocative question, will you be willing to renounce on the possibility of getting taken care of in hospitals, he said. Now, the point of vaccines not preventing transmission, which is why these vaccine passports are no longer necessary, and, you know, admitting that they were done to motivate people to get the vaccine. You think about the approach of, say, like Philadelphia with its vaccine mandate, and they won't even allow you to have a negative test. See, the stupidity of that. Think about that for a moment. You could be vaccinated and be COVID positive, walk into a restaurant, spread it. But if you're, but if you know you're negative with a test, they won't let you in because you're not vaccinated. Think of the absolute stupidity of that. But then again, it's Philadelphia. How can you justify anything that they do, right? 855-839-1210. Big 7 o'clock hour straight ahead. I'll tell you what Biden's going to say today later in his big press conference. And Larry Krasner, will he be impeached? Don't go away.
Talk Radio 1210 WPHD. Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.